This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm very happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ulla Peterson. She is founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mayor Charlotte.
And so you are having your annual art show and kind of open house this weekend, this Saturday, the 8th of August, from 10 to 4. What's going on?
Yeah, this is our main fundraiser of the year. And we are so fortunate that area artists, there's so many dog lovers that are artists, and they have donated of their creations for our old folks. Of course, our mission is to care for the old animals and do end-of-life care, hospice for them, and they stay with us for the rest of their lives. This is their final home. So to raise funds for that, we're a small nonprofit, we have this art show at the sanctuary, and we show all this wonderful, we have such a collection of very eclectic and fantastic pieces all around the barns and the trees, and there's a very organic setting. Of course, the dogs are all going to be showing you around and milling around, and Grandpa is going to greet you at the gate.
Tell us about Grandpa.
Okay. Grandpa is one of our little old folks, as I say, dogs, who came to us about 4 or 6 weeks ago. And it's a long story, but most of you, or some of you, have been following his story. He was found at the dog park in a very, very debilitated situation. He was recovered and came down to our sanctuary to live out his life. And he is getting stronger. He's a little boy, and he is frail. He's a lot of arthritis, but what a spirit he has. Oh, he has such a spirit, and he's wagging his tail now. He gets, of course, pain medication so that he can go around. But when I left this morning to come in here, he was wandering up around the barns, checking in on what was going on with the poultry yard, and there were some feathers flying around that he was looking for.
Do we know his story?
We don't really know what happened beforehand. It's highly unlikely somebody brings their dog to the dog park and forgets it there. So we don't know exactly how he got there. But he was found there, abandoned for sure. And there was no way of identifying him. So now he is with us, and he will live out his life with us. He is certainly way up in the years, but a happy boy, and he's getting stronger all the time. And of course, he's in his community of other old folks, old dogs, I need to say here for clarification.
When a dog like that comes in and he's presumably traumatized and he's sick, and then he rehabilitates and everything, and with your help, does he then, like, make friends?
Yeah. Yeah. It, of course, varies.
I mean, other dog friends?
Yeah. Individuals, you know, are all different. But, oh, yes, he has his little group. There's Bodhi, the little white, quiet sort of pit bull. A girl who is with him a lot of the time. And little Dixie Belle, who is also one of his special friends, Polly. He's really made friends with just about everybody. And they have their little, internal organizations, you know, of how they organize themselves.
The Elks Club.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, we have the three old horses. We have the rescued poultry also. And our, you know, whole environment and everything is very integrated care that we do, you know, so we focus on wellness. So it is not a sad place, as some people might think. It's a very happy place with lots of waggy tails, a little gimpy in the run, but lots of waggy tails and big, big smiles. So
lots of love in that place.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're having an art show this Saturday, the 8th of August, from 10 to 4, and a lot of it is always animal art, if I recall correctly.
Oh, yes, it is. Lots of animal art. And we will have a live artist there who will be doing quick sketches, and this is Dan Di Maria, who has offered to come down and do that. People, bring your pictures. No live animals, please. But bring pictures of your animals or your baby or whoever, and he will make quick sketches for a donation. We will also have fantastic, delicious vegan refreshments that are being donated.
Nice.
So come and sample that, too. And it's a real family event. We like to see everyone.
And it's really a wonderful event, and an annual event at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, Elder Care and Hospice for Dogs, Horses, and Poultry, that includes peacocks and all these magnificent birds. So if people want to find out more information, they can look at kindredspiritsnm.org. They can also call 505-471-5366, or they can just go down on Route 14, the Turquoise Trail, which is the extension of Cerrillos Road, heading south, and you kind of pass the Lone Butte General Store, and you get there. Ola Peterson, founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for being a voice for the old animals. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.